All right, girl, what's up? It's been a long time. We say that every time.
I know it's getting longer and longer, but hey, we still keep coming back.
And y'all keep coming back. That's what's impressive. I'm like, what? We got listens. Hey.
Thank you. We really
Thank
appreciate
you.
you guys keep continuing to come back and listen, even though we're not very consistent these days.
Mom life has been a very, very busy thing this last summer. You would think summer's more laid back. Summer's busy.
Oh, I completely agree. Always trying to run around and find things to do while the weather's good and nice before it gets all cold, which I'm ready for. I'm totally ready for fall.
Ready for fall too. Everybody's pushing Halloween, and I ain't gonna lie, I bought something cool for Halloween decor, but I'm not buying a pumpkin right now. It is fucking September.
Have you started decorating?
No, I have a Halloween blanket so far. Like, I haven't brought my stuff out the closet yet.
I've been wearing my Halloween shirts.
You,
Like
I
my
mean, you're
creepy
ready.
shirts, but I
Yeah.
kind of wear them year round. Like my it or like my
Me
spooky
too.
backgrounds. I just can't help myself. I like creepy
Me
things.
too.
That's where Elliot
I
gets
love
it
it
from.
too. Guess what they have?
What?
I say this shit every year, and everybody's, and Lana's talking about doing it, but it's a little bit like we'd have to wait till we got some money because with this fucking recession, whatever the fuck you want to call it, where everything's like triple the price, bitches are broke these days more than usual. Anywho, in a perfect world, we would go and spend the night at the place, at the scary house for like 8 hours or some shit on a
Do you
bus
actually
tour.
sleep or do you just stay there overnight?
I
Oh,
think you
but
never sleep.
you just
I couldn't sleep.
I don't know if I could make it through the night without any sleep. Like,
Well,
I'm
could
pretty
you
old
fall
now.
asleep? We can go in shifts. I'm like, go ahead, go to sleep, girl. I'm closing my eyes. You go first.
Don't know. Where's that one at? Penhurst?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you went before. I haven't even been there yet.
Yeah, so I couldn't, I've seen it. So I'm like, I couldn't imagine sleeping in this bitch or being in here all night locked in. Fuck that.
Yeah, I don't
They probably
know.
fuck with you all night long. If it's not ghosts, they probably got people doing it.
But what if they don't and it's just really boring all night long?
Oh my God, girl, don't bring up our experience when we went to fucking Gettysburg, and don't buy the Groupon, guys. Let me just say that, first of all. We
Would
bought
end
the
up being something like
Groupon.
that. Don't do the Groupon.
Yeah, for the Gettysburg tours, because they'll tell you like for extra money, you can how you do we're like do not disturb on his phone. It's not I can't pull it down.
I don't know. You want to look real
Hold
quick?
on. It won't let me
Okay.
pull the screen down. This sucks.
That's cool. I can finish the story. So it was the Groupon and it was the Gettysburg tour. And they said you could pay extra for ghost hunting and equipment and all that stuff. And it was a very boring night. I wouldn't want to pay all that money for Penhurst and it would be a very boring long night. And I'd be tired. That only lasted an hour. I would have died if it lasted 8 hours.
Dude, they had
That
a
night.
Dairy Queen across the street. Remember, we were like, we're totally going there. I want some ice cream.
Did you get me anything? I feel like Justin went over and got you guys some and didn't get me anything.
No, I don't think we ever got anything.
I'm pretty sure he
I think they
did.
closed.
Maybe that's why he came back empty-handed without anything for me.
We were all set because we didn't have shit. I was like, oh man. Like that. We can't even get an ice cream. Shit, my
We
shit's
couldn't last an
falling.
hour.
I know. We had some stupid Groupon where it told us we were doing a fucking ghost hunt. And they had gave us baby monitors for extra because we upgraded. I wonder
Look.
how many people chose to fucking upgrade and get the Ghostbuster package.
Well, they definitely got us. I would never do it again. That,
Never.
not that one. See, that's sketchy. I'd be afraid to go to other places now. They ruined it for me. My ghost hunting experiences.
Thanks a lot, Gettysburg, taking advantage of us.
You think
Fucking trying to
Gettysburg
save a
would,
dime.
you feel like that would be the place to go with all the
They are
activity
haunted
over
up there,
there?
I've heard. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we've done a couple of podcasts on this. I think like when we first started, because we're coming up, what, on 3 years now? So this is our third Halloween. And I think when we started, we were doing a Halloween party. Then we took our kids to the busted ass zombie hunting place at the
zoo.
That
was busted.
And then, so now this year coming up,
we're thinking about Hershey. What we're
gonna do. Yeah, well, I don't think I can do any more.
Yeah, me neither. What are we talking about?
I know, because I'm too poor.
Right, they're trick-or-treating, girl. That's what they're doing. No, I'm kidding.
You had that mall thing by your house that you said was really cute last year, and Elliot seems to be really brave, so I feel like he would be good for something like that. And Alex is too afraid nowadays, so he would be good for something like that. So that's what I'm thinking. We need to find the bargain Halloween stuff, or else it's going to be in my backyard again.
My gosh, yes.
It was fun, though.
It was fun. And they got some cool ass, you got a lot of blow-up stuff this year, those couple years ago. And they had some cool blow-up stuff at BJ's.
I can't afford to buy anymore right now.
I know. And I'm like, oh, that's so cute. I'm like,
I'm maxed out.
We need to pour all their shit out. We have a lot of other shit.
I have your gravestone.
I have a gravestone?
I have one of them, yeah. From when you first decorated 2 years ago, it's been sitting in my foyer forever. And every time you come over, I forget to give it to you.
Damn. Well, I mean, it's been a minute. We haven't hooked up since Cartoon Network Hotel. I haven't seen you.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk with that. We need to start with that. And the big reason why we hadn't seen each other, hadn't hooked up, is because I got so sick coming back from Cartoon Network Hotel.
Have we not? Did we never podcast about Cartoon Network?
No. We need to start there.
Let's start there. All right. Hated it.
It had so much potential.
So
but
much.
They just let it go like straight into the ground. And it was just dirty off from the jump. Okay. So I was reading the reviews and I saw the concerns. So I probably went in there with a really watchful eye. But I went anyways because it was so cute. And, you know, sometimes you never know.
The cord in Cartoon Network theme.
It was worse than Motel 6.
I was trying to give them the benefit of the doubt.
They had the kids gambling in the arcade. It's like all it was like claw machines that you'll never win.
You definitely won't. Games. I was pissed about that. That claw machine was whack. Don't do the arcade.
No, it was not. Don't go there looking forward to the arcade. It was so bad that the next day you decided to go to Dutch Wonderland.
Yep.
And I took the other kids, the older two and my little one, to Go Bananas, which was this huge arcade. And I was like, I'm going to show you guys an arcade. Because that's what they were most looking forward to. And it was so horrible. I mean, really, I think there was maybe two car driving games, a whole bunch of claw machines that you're never going to win. And then the prize box at the end, they don't have anybody checking out your points from wherever they earned points. Who knows? But they had this machine that everybody had to check out for. So our kids waited so long. I said, never mind. Let's just come back in the morning. And then I didn't even bother going back down there in the morning. We left.
It was whack.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't give it any sight. I'll give it 2 points for decor, but your room was dirty. So then I have to minus a point.
Mm-hmm. And it wasn't just me. The sheets were dirty because I lift up my sheets and I was checking them. They had stains on it. They had hairs on it. And I was like, they didn't even clean this room. I found stuff on my floor. I found stuff on my ottoman. So I asked them to come up and clean the sheets, which they didn't do. So when we went down to dinner, which by the way, closes at 8, like they kick you out at 8, which was really shocking. I think they roped it off at 7 o'clock. I would be really mad if we wouldn't have been able to go in there and have dinner, which actually probably would have been better because the food was gross. But I feel really strongly about this
gross.
So when I went downstairs, I said, nobody has come to clean my room yet. Can you please send somebody up there? And they said, oh, yeah, we couldn't remember what room it was. So supposedly they went up and cleaned the sheets, which I looked and it was good. But I feel like they didn't clean the room and it was just so gross. I'm sorry.
I know. It was so terrible for you. They didn't. They liked it.
Yes, the kids had a good time. Well, they kind of had a good time. They loved the pool. That really was the best place to be. Was the pool. So they had a really, well, let me finish with the room. So the rooms were really nicely decorated. They were really cute. They had bunk beds. We both got the bunk bed suites. And in the bunk beds, they each had their own TV so they could watch TV on their own. That was really cute.
They were like so pumped. But I remember our remotes didn't work. So that took forever. And then they had to come fix that. I mean, the food and all was really terrible, though, guys. Ugh. Like,
It was so
we
bad.
We got what, nachos? It was like gross.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I know.
They need a prayer. Alex, maybe we'll like buy it and take it over.
I want to keep, I know. It would be hard to change. It would be easy to raise everybody's expectations from that place. But
clean the room, Alex, first off.
Seriously. So Alex got pretzel bites and they came out like almost black. I was like, he was like, nah, Mom, I'm good. And luckily, I had brought other kind of snacks and drinks because I know how to hotel it by camping and all that stuff. So I always bring extra stuff because I know they're not going to eat usually half of what's on the menu. So, but as soon as he got it, like shortly after, he threw up like all over himself and on the table and stuff.
Yes,
and
he did.
Then I took him over to the trash can, like in the bar area, because I was trying to like get somebody to help us, but they hardly had anybody there. And so I had him thrown up in the trash can and there was right next to the sink. And then I said, okay, baby, come over and wash your hands. There was no fucking sink or soap in the dispenser.
No, like, you have... it's germ time. This is a kid's place. You want my fucking soap?
It's like, are you fucking kidding me? So I had to take
at a
him
dinner,
over to the other
like,
bathroom.
To eat?
It was right next to where we were eating. I didn't say anything to you while we were eating because I didn't want to make it worse. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So
I had my
hand
sanitizer, but yeah, it was just disgusting.
That can only do so much.
I know. You had to like, you know, take what you can get.
Especially if you're throwing up or something. Like, but
oh, that's
great.
Not doing nothing for throwing up.
Oh, it was terrible. So anyhow, that was the food. Do not eat at the restaurant. Do not go to the arcade. But the pool was nice. So let's talk about the pool. Do you want to talk about the pool since I went on and on about all the horrible things?
Oh, I had like, it was cute. It was like modern and it had like little sun chairs in it. And then it had like a cute slide. And they also had an indoor pool too. But the food prices, I mean, to tell you, like a bag of chips was $3.
Oh my gosh.
So bring your own snacks, y'all.
Uh-huh. But the pool was nice because it gradually went from like shallow to kind of deeper and it wasn't too deep. And then the little right. fun chairs they had were actually in the water so the parents could sit on those little fun chairs while the kids played in the shallow end. And then they had a slide, but you had to be a certain, you had to pass a test to go down the slide. So Elliot really wanted to go down. He couldn't. So it was like, there goes the fun thing at the pool. No slide for you, baby. Because he had floaties
on. I hate that
on.
Shit. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I hate that. We had to deal with that when we went to this one place in Reisterstown. They had like, I think it's Bentley, something like that. It's really nice. And they have a slide and you can't go unless you're a certain age. So he used to be so upset every time we went.
Mm-hmm.
But
you would think at a place like Cartoon Network, they would have like an itty bitty slide for the little ones. And then
it
a big
was not,
slide for the bigger
Elliot
ones.
Big as Jackson almost. He could have went down that damn slide. They were being effing.
Yeah, anyhow. And then the little splash pad was cute. At nighttime, it was really cute because they would have a movie playing outside and they had little fire pits with chairs on them that you could sit at. So that was fun, but they should have had more fire pits out there because by the time one opened up and you and I went down there, I think we were only there for like 20 minutes. And then the lady came over to turn off our fire. And we were like, what are you doing?
She's damn, we were all grieving. We were finally having fun.
Exactly. The kids are out playing, running around. We brought a whole bunch of globe bracelets. So Elliot was handing them out to all the kids and they were having fun. And they were like, oh, it's time to go in your rooms. Get out. So.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. It was whack.
What a
but
place.
It was to celebrate my kid's birthday because it's in August, both of them. So I try to do it together while I still can. And one was turning 8 and one was turning 13.
Happy birthday.
So I have a teenager.
I know, it's scary.
It is so scary. It is scary. But you know what, though? She's being like, I mean, she's impressing me lately. I did her room for her birthday. It has remained clean. We're going on a few weeks now.
Ooh.
Yes. The other day when the bus came late, she called me. I was here. It was a Monday. And she was like, Mom, the bus is late. And I was like, well, it'll be there in a minute. Like, she is down in the corner. She stopped, waits. And I was like, well, everybody's still there, so you didn't miss it. And so it'll be there in a minute. And she was like, all right, Mom, can you please take me? So I took her to school. And she's like, I ain't messing up my perfect attendance. Like,
aww,
okay.
Good for her.
I like this attitude.
Mm-hmm, that's nice.
Messing up perfect attendance. I hear that. Then I got my 8-year-olds like, hated it. Trying to get out of school the second week. And the first week he tried to get out. He tried to get out this morning. But I said, you know, if you're not going to go, you're not going to do football. you know, his football game's tomorrow, their homecoming game. I made that sign I made.
Oh, yes. Did you get to use it or not yet?
No, it's for tomorrow, but I was all early. I'm glad I did it early, thinking it was for earlier.
Mm-hmm.
But anywho, so that's, you know, I was like, look, you're not going to get to play football. You can't do, you know, go do that, but not go to school. Like, I'm, mm-hmm. that's what I'm dealing with. What are you dealing with?
Well, do you want to talk about the Dutch Wonderland trip at all?
Yeah. Dutch Wonderland?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was cute. I mean, everything was
good
there.
For people who haven't known, because your kids did, even though we were very critical of the Cartoon Network Hotel, yeah. I think all of the kids had a good time, and they were pretty grateful about that. I did just want to make that note.
That's right. Yours went to do that, but then I took the little ones to Dutch Wonderland. And we closed the park again. Like, we stayed there all day long, okay?
Because Dutch Wonderland really is a good park.
It is.
For the little ones.
The little ones really enjoy it. But what was annoying was a few of the rides, the main rides, were closed. Like, that log thing that takes you down and you get all wet. Yeah, mm-hmm. I was, like, bummed about that. And what else? Like, I mean, everything else, it went up in price, and of course everything is more pricey, but the restaurant you could go inside isn't too hateful, if anybody wants to know. Their prices weren't too hateful. And yeah, we rode all day. I didn't get back on a roller coaster, even though Jackson tried me, and he was like, "Mom, you gotta get on." And I said, "That's what I brought your father for. Okay. You and your father is YOLO. You know, y'all get to going." "No, Mom, you got to go do it again." I said, "No, I'm not."
Nope. Okay.
But Stella got on. Now I feel like I'm a bitch, right?
Oh, Stella got on. You wouldn't get on with her?
My 7-year-old niece got on, no problem, like 5 times. No.
She rode
with somebody behind, you know, a kid. But I could not. I just was not doing it. I was not subjecting myself to that roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. That's so funny.
I need a backyotomy from the last time I got on that thing. It threw me around like I was nothing.
Mm-hmm. It really did. It's the back nowadays. You know, you get jerked one way or like the wrong way, you're fucked up for months.
Well, don't close your eyes, because that's the worst, because that's why I got thrown around like I did. Not being like, you know, all the turns. And
I say that, but you know, I've never gotten on one of those roller coasters at Dutch Wonderland either. Because I've been there a lot. And
yeah,
never...
You told me what? You were like, fuck that.
Never.
You said no.
I said, no, I'm good. But I watch a lot of the Dutch Wonderland, or I follow the Dutch Wonderland fan page or whatever, and a lot of people have been complaining about a lot of the rides being closed down. And Dutch Wonderland, I think, has been saying it's due to staffing issues. They just don't have enough people to open all the rides. And the same thing with the
people.
Food.
Hire some people. Oh, let me tell you. You know how, like, you can go and watch a show?
Oh, yeah.
And you get wet. So if you sit in the first couple rows, you get soaked because the show is always water-related. Somebody's diving in the pool right below them. And let me tell you, they got some good actors. They really do. Like, the guy that ended up being in the show was sitting with us on the bench, and we didn't even realize. And the next thing you know, he's up there in, like, a fucking lizard costume or frog costume, and they're like, he's the frog like villain, and it was so good. These guys really do like put their all in the acting, and they're like professional divers, and so they're soaking you. It was like if you sit at a certain part in the stadium. So that was so much fun, y'all. Make sure they have different times of day that they have shows, but if you're like tired and you want to like relax a minute, usually there's a show every like half an hour to an hour or something like that. It seemed to be.
Yeah, so definitely check out the show. I agree with that.
Definitely.
So then I went over to Go Bananas in Lancaster, and I do want to talk about that. It was right next to a Tesla place, so all the kids were like, "Whoa, Tesla!" And I'm like, "Do not touch the cars," because they were all in the parking lot. I guess it was a Tesla office. I don't know if Alex told you about that, but yeah, it's like, "Do not touch the cars." But they thought that was really cool. But Go Bananas is a big arcade, and they have all kinds of fun things you do. So a big, like, ball pit tower thing that the kids can climb and shoot each other with balls. They had ropes, a rope course above the arcade, which both of our Alexes did, and it was so funny to watch them up there because they were so nervous. Like, it doesn't look high when you're down on the ground, but they said once you get up there, it was high. So they were shaking.
Wow.
It was so funny. They had laser tag, a 4D movie, a good food with a little mini restaurant and some kind of like laser spy thing you had to climb through. So we were there for hours and had a great time. I highly recommend Go Bananas. Yeah, so that was our birthday celebration for Alex and Jax.
Oh, that's awesome. I'm glad that they had a good time. Everybody had a fun time whenever, you know, we separated. Everybody's kids got to do exactly what they wanted.
Oh, I agree. Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so, now we can move on. Okay, so what's going on over here? We are just getting into the flow of homeschooling with co-ops. And this was our first week back at school. And it's gone great so far. We're doing two different styles. One where the moms get together once a week and we kind of divvied out different classes. We got together, discussed which classes our kids would enjoy taking and which ones we thought that they would need to learn. And then we have some clubs. So I'm going to be teaching the Cricut Design Craft Club. I'm so excited. And that's after lunch. We do the club and then all the kids go home. But then the other classes are more educational. I just went for the club thing. And then the other co-op that we're doing is we have all of these other, wait a minute. Hold on. Hi, babe. Hi. Yeah, in a few minutes, I'll come up and play with you, okay? Okay. All right. The other co-op that we're doing one day a week, there are a set of teachers that offer different classes that you can choose to take. So you can be there all day or you can kind of swing by and choose like two classes. But I decided to go ahead and fill my kids up all day. And doing that with other things throughout the week, I'm feeling really, really good about homeschool this year. This is the first year. Other years, I felt like I was really nervous going into it. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, I want to come one day.
Why? For which one?
Can I shadow it? And watch, like, I want to watch.
I'm so nervous and so excited all at the same time because we don't start the clubs until next month. This month, we're doing all of our classes outdoor on the farm and doing kind of nature geared classes. Mine's the knot tying class. That's been interesting to learn how to tie knots, but I'm very good at the square knot, and that's all I've got so far. But I love it.
Well, good luck learning all the knots.
I know. I only have two more knot classes and I'm good to go. Then we move on to cricket. And then, yes, I have to share with you what's going on over there and what all we decide to do.
I want to join in because we have still yet. We've created like a party thing for our cricket. We have yet to actually do one.
Mm-hmm.
But I was telling them at home. But I think that we should, and we should just do one for ourselves and maybe have, like, our friends come. And then, like, that will be us getting a feel for how our parties will go.
Yeah, these kids are going to totally be guinea pigs. Because I don't know. Like, I've never taught a group of people at one time. I've taught everybody individually.
You're good at it, though. You do little classes on YouTube. Everybody can see our classes on Mom's Talking Shit.
Yeah, hopefully we do get that up and going, but things got a little crazy, like they always do. There's really only so many hours in a day.
It is, but I wish we could have time. That would be so fun. I think we should fit it in for fall and maybe do like a fall sign.
Okay.
Or a Halloween wreath. Either way. So, yeah.
Yeah, you're the wreath master. I don't make the wreaths.
They're so much fun. Mm-hmm. All right. But anyway, so do we have anything else for our home life right now?
No, you know what? Sports life, sports mom life, that's back up and running starting this weekend. We're doing hockey every weekend. So that's going to take up more time too.
All that. I'm doing football every weekend. I mean, when they have you traveling, I mean, we went down to Baltimore City like to do one of the games. It was far. And then the game, and then by the time it's over, the game could be like 9 a.m. and then we get home at like noon, 1 o'clock. Like, damn,
It takes a long morning.
It definitely does. But Jackson, he's having a good season so far.
Yeah, he is. He's good running down the field, like, kind of like he's fast. That's what,
like,
I should say.
Forrest Gump. Every time I see him, I feel like I think about when he's like running and he was just kept running and they were like, stop. because that one that I posted.
I completely agree.
But yeah, he is pretty fast.
Yeah, he's fast. He was stiff arming kids, kind of looping through them. So I've only seen some highlights, but they were looking pretty good.
They were looking pretty good. Mm-hmm. So I feel like we can move on to entertainment.
Yes, let's do it.
Do it. Okay, so I don't know if everybody knows, but Jeff Beck is touring. Okay, and he's some, for those people that don't know, he's, you know, from back in the day. And he is.
Yeah, I don't touring. Know who he is.
He's touring with Johnny Depp.
Oh, sorry. I'm so sorry.
I know. So Jeff Beck. Jeff Beck info. Let's get it right. I want to make sure. He's a. They have him as an English guitarist. He's an English rock guitarist. So he's touring here. And he's 78 years old. Okay. And he still looks good, though. Like, for 78. God damn.
Wow.
Damn.
Can you imagine?
No. So him and Johnny have a song together. They have a couple songs together, actually. I think they're promoting like a little album or
an LP.
Yeah. So I wanted to go to the thing. I wanted to go.
Yeah, did you find anybody?
Long story short. No.
Sorry, I couldn't go. I don't want to.
You're so mean. You're so mean. Okay, the girl.
I just,
you know,
don't do
girl,
things
that
I don't
want to
do
with.
Anymore.
Whatever.
Do you know what I mean?
Well, I just like, hate y'all. Like, I hate y'all sometimes.
You, but I spend a lot of time with you, so it must mean that I enjoy spending it with you.
I understand. It just sucks. I don't want to, like.
So your concert buddy said
go.
What?
I thought that would be fun. I thought that would be fun to go to the concert, throw my drawers on stage.
Oh,
you know, and Justin's like, you know, how, you know, our situation, he's like, I'll go for fun. And I was like, no,
oh.
Because I can't throw my drawers on stage.
Oh,
you don't bring, you don't bring Stan to the beach.
Oh,
my face.
I still would have went and had a good time. That's so funny.
I don't know.
Oh my
gosh. I don't know.
You get that phone call. You write your number on your panties or something, get that phone call later in the night, and you just be like, I gotta leave.
I can't believe it. Yeah, they dropped, this was not the first time the two had worked together. They dropped the cover of John Lennon's hit Isolation. Ooh, they capped it off on November 12th at the Grand Theater. On my birthday? For real, for real? Okay, so last May, Depp surprised the world in his return to music with a surprise performance with Beck. I was posting them all the time, like coming out on stage, and that was the UK tour. Now he's going to be doing that. Remember, girls were throwing bras on stage. I was posting little things in our stories. That can be me now because the tickets. First of all, let's talk about this shit. The tickets are, I think, best seats were $150. But I missed that. They are gone. So the only thing that's left is 75 right now. But it's really not that big in there. And between that, though, the fees are $35 a ticket.
I don't like it.
No, it makes me not want to go.
That's a lot.
And Al wants to go see the Gorillaz in, you know, the middle of October.
Yeah, you can take her.
I'm supposed to for her, you know, for Justin's birthday thing. But, like, it's $55. And then $35 just for fees.
Mm-hmm.
How stupid is that? Like,
is that per ticket?
Yep.
Ooh, yeah.
So to go anywhere, do anything, you're getting hit with all these fees. And there's no other alternative. You can't, like, go to the box office and buy them cheaper. There's no other fucking alternative. And they get you strapped like that, which I think is fucked up. More families would be able to do things if they stop being fuck faces about it. Sorry for my language.
I agree with that.
I just get aggravated with the bullshit. Stop charging for dumb shit, guys. We can't go to a concert.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I got to buy me a ticket. Then I got to buy a size taker. Then I said she could bring a friend, that's another ticket. Then I'll be lonely and I want to bring a friend. Okay? And then that's another ticket. Then so are you telling me that's $35 for four times four?
Just $140 just in fees.
Yeah, that's not fair, Ticketmaster and everybody else.
That's a grocery trip.
To sit on the grass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm hoping that she changes her mind because I haven't bought them yet. Mm-hmm. And because I said you can go to any concert, honestly. Like, if you want to wait and choose something better for your first concert, not better, but you know, something else, mm-hmm. you can. So she's been looking. So she might not choose it, but I don't know.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is tough. Yeah. All right. So, I mean, moving along, anybody that wants to go to the JD concert with me and is ready to throw their bras, okay, on stage at the DC concert, I believe it's October, like, 7th or something like that, for $75 plus $35 in fees. $100 a ticket, okay? We can go. I'll meet up with you. Let me know. Inbox us on Instagram. I'm down.
Right.
Moving on along, we still haven't heard anything about the appeal, and I'm waiting just with everybody else.
Is there anything happening at all, or it's just in process?
I'm thinking of some, like, I don't even know if it was approved. Like, I don't even know what's going on. I know they both filed one, and we're waiting to see what the hell happened, I guess.
They might have lost everybody's attention by now.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. God, we have so much other things going on, like Ray
like
J.
Like, back. I feel like stuff is happening back to back. It's so hard to keep up with everything.
But I was moving along to the fact that Ray J, you guys remember watching the Hulu Kardashians last season when they did the whole Kanye brought the briefcase and with the last sex video in it and all this other shit that they wanted us to believe was a narrative for their show?
The very overplayed storyline, but yes, we remember.
We remember, you know, Ray J is pissed, and he's on Love and Hip Hop Miami for everybody who doesn't know. So it's playing out now.
Oh,
for
I
him.
Didn't know.
Yeah, and he's on there pissed off because he's like, you know, I have so many businesses, and you know, they don't want to deal with somebody.
I'm sorry, I keep talking over you, but you can see what's going. It's playing out on his. Show now too.
Yeah.
Oh, I had no idea.
He said, girl, yes. You need to watch Love & Hip Hop Miami. He's like, I'm gonna talk about it.
Okay.
He's like, it's time to break my silence about it. And that's why he went off on social media, because like he's getting fucking fed up. So he was like on the show, he said that it's hurting his businesses because, well, first of all, he's a dad, right? He's got a couple kids that he loves to death, little small kids. And then the businesses that he has, they don't want to do business with someone who's an extortionist or somebody that's just trying to, you know, put out a sex tape about people and shit. And he's like, had enough. So he went on social media and he went off on Instagram and dropping all kind of bombs because Chris went on that talk show. You remember the talk show I'm talking about? I can't remember. Who was it? Was it James Gordon? It was a talk show she went on and she did a fake lie detector test. She did a fake lie detector test. I'm gonna find out the show, and went on there, and they asked her, "Did she leak that tape with Ray J?" She said no, and they said, "You passed, woohoo!" Anywho, that fucking show and the guy and all that stuff is known for like doing fake lie detectors and it being a joke. And Ray J is like, again, you motherfuckers are doing this. Like, you really are trying it. Okay, fine. Boom. Let's put it all out there. How about, here's the contracts we signed.
Ooh, that was some good receipts he put out. I can't believe he did it.
Girl, he told all the business. First of all, they had another sex tape that they did just in case that Chris suggested. And Chris watched all the sex tapes and made a decision.
They had three.
Creepy. A mother watched her daughter have sex on three different tapes to determine which one was the best tape.
I couldn't imagine. I'd feel so disgusted.
I would throw up. I can't even. What the fuck is wrong with these people, dude? And you know what? And they are like the richest people ever. And it's because they really don't have a soul. What the fuck? Mm-hmm. I mean, your whole shit is based on all lies.
I agree.
You fuck with the wrong one now because Ray J about to sue.
I hope he does. I hope he does, and I hope he wins. I hope they don't settle.
He's threatened legal action on him because of the fake shit. I mean, because they're, like, really pressing this narrative.
Mm-hmm.
That they, you know, he did this. There was some second tape. He said the only tape we had was a Santa Barbara tape or something that she made us go film just in case. Mm. And then, you know, so we'd be more glammed up. Like, ew, you're selling porn. That's why Kanye be talking shit about her.
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Kanye just got done saying that his kids, his daughters will never, ever be on Playboy. Like, she sold out hers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was like, we're a bunch of sperm donors. He said, we're all sperm donors, all of us.
Me, you're finally starting to Scott. See Kanye's side.
No, I do agree with some of the shit he says.
A little bit.
No, I do. You trip me out when you're like, the clone is back. And then the clone's out and the clone's not out now. So he does like rant and he goes the fuck off. And he tells everything. Right now he's going through what Gap tried to fuck him and tried steal his ideas and cut him out of everything and just sell their own shit. And he wasn't having it. He went on a fucking rant all on social media.
Yeah, a lot of the stuff that he posts, I'm kind of confused by right now. Because he's putting faces out, but he's not saying what exactly they did.
It is like, weird.
So it's kind of like he's giving breadcrumbs, but not enough to know what the, like, why he's doing it. I don't know.
And I'm going to say like this, too, because I know Ray J was pissed off at Kanye. Because when he gave Kanye that tape, because he said Kanye did reach out to him, and he was like, the only other tape we have is that Santa Barbara tape. You know what I mean? Like the tape. Like the other tapes, I think. Or it was another tape. It wasn't really a sex tape. Maybe it was maybe a home video of something else.
I thought it was just a laptop.
It was something else with a video on it, but like footage of them, but not sexual, okay. I don't think.
Oh,
anywho, okay. So he gave it to him, and then he made that big narrative, like, oh, you'll never be extorted again. And he's like, fuck you, dude. Like, you know what I mean? So he was upset. He wanted to talk to Kanye because he was like, I didn't agree with how he carried shit. I didn't know he was going to go back on his show and use it, you know, on the Hulu. So now I don't really believe every time he goes off on Kim that it's not for ratings for their new show.
Yes, you've been mentioning that. The new season's coming, so that's why he's out and ranting again. Yeah.
Somebody, I don't know, he's trying to say it was hacked. Somebody's hacked the fucking Instagram and said that she poops more than normal than the normal person or some diarrhea. Pooh says that about their baby's mama. He said he got back on there and said he didn't do that, that his shit was hacked. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't believe
that's pretty funny. That's pretty fucking
funny.
Well,
I tell you, I feel like there's definitely multiple versions of Kanye when he's out, and you can tell when he's the clone Kanye and when the Kanye or the regular Ye's out too. Kind of like Britney. I feel like you have Britney on her Instagram. Britney. You'll have the, it sounds like the sincere Britney, and then you'll have like the robot Britney on there telling people what her favorite color is, or, you know, posing nude and looking depressed. I know you think it's kind of like she's living her best life and all that, but I don't know. I feel like she's still under control and she's just not happy.
I feel sorry for her.
And all that drama going on with, that's going to say all the drama going on with her boys.
I feel so sorry about that. I don't agree with her responding on social media to them.
No, you want to break it down?
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, so they're going on social media, I think. Are they twins?
No, they're a year apart. Like, she got pregnant and then had the baby.
Why'd
she say
happy birthday to both of them? They're born the same day.
I don't know. They could be born in the same month.
She did a birthday post, and anyways,
I didn't see that.
Before that.
But I don't know.
They were like going back and forth about, you know, about how they feel about their mom on social media. And then she would answer like all kind of personal stuff they were doing back and forth. Like too much. You know what I mean? Like I couldn't imagine going on there and me and Alex going tit for tat on social media about our business. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. I think as a mom at that point, she should have just been like, I'm not even going to comment. Like, when you guys want to call me, you know what I mean? And then
right.
I'll address it.
Right. Because they're leaking videos.
It made her look crazy to answer them, I guess, a little bit, in my opinion. It made her look crazy to respond to the teenagers in the way that she did. Because she was kind of like, you know, did I do this? And your dad, She said some funny shit, gosh. Though. Your dad needs to get a job. Like, all he does is smoke weed all day. And, like, he doesn't even mow the lawn because she's, like, paying for everything.
Yeah, I agree. They probably should.
He's a professional baby daddy.
Off social media.
He's a professional baby daddy. He is, and like Sam, her husband is like cracking on him, telling him to get a job and all kind of other stuff.
Not good to play out on social media for the family.
Definitely. So now that so I don't know if she's. I don't know. She goes through so many different mood changes. So I see what you're saying, but like, God. I just don't think that was smart to react to them. You know, it's one thing for the parents to react to each other, but.
But she doesn't control her social media.
You don't think she does, though?
No. No, I think it's known that a lot of celebrities don't control their own social media.
What about that thing that she put out? Did you see that? That got
There was a leaked clip of just her speaking, and then that was deleted. So I feel like when
she was
that
saying some
happens,
real shit in that.
I feel like that's her being able to actually speak out. I mean, I don't know, but
she
that's
was saying
kind
stuff
of
like
feeling.
They took her, like basically put her in a nut house, like planned everything, made her look crazy. That's the gist of it.
Mm-hmm.
And
her so even
family.
Even though it was taken down off of hers, you can hear her. Like if you go to YouTube and you follow the YouTubers who talk about her, they all have clippings of it. Basically,
definitely just Google it.
So, social media is a funny world because a lot of it's fake.
A lot of it, people are only seeing what, you know, they want you to see. Like, and it'll have you pretty fucking depressed. If you go on social media and someone's always posting about their families or their vacations. And like my summer wasn't the best. So I can see like going on here and seeing all everybody's vacations and everybody's this and that can get a motherfucker depressed. But you don't really know what that person's going through. Like,
that's true. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I'm not one to put any of my business out on social media like that, you know? So it's like, people only post what you want them to see.
Of course.
And if you think that they're so happy and your life sucks, like, don't think that everybody's not going through their ups and downs. They're just not posting it. It's best not to. People love to see your demise.
Yeah, very best not to. Keep that. It's family business. Keep it to yourselves. That's what I try to say.
And people love, I don't know why, but they hate and they love to see shit wrong. Like, even though they are, like, concerned, but they're just mostly nosy because they love to rash in your, like, misery.
Yeah, and Facebook, I guess, Mark Zuckerberg was on Joe Rogan's podcast. And they were talking about the algorithms of Facebook, which Instagram is also run by Facebook. It's all like the same group. But he was saying that they really use the algorithms to control certain things. They will suppress certain information and push other information forward. So like you were saying about your summer, that's probably why you're seeing a lot more people's summer vacations, because I've heard you mention about it. And so we all know our phone listens to us. That's probably why it's feeding you more of that stuff to put it in your head. And he kind
creepy,
of admitted
creepy.
The other day. And so it was more along the lines of the elections and the Hunter Biden laptop and the fact that they suppressed it. And now it's come out that it is true. And people are, you know, it's a different story that people should follow or whatever. But I'm wondering if something's going to happen with Facebook because they finally admitted that the FBI had them suppress certain information. So it's just interesting how it messes with our brains.
It definitely fucking does. And you feel like there's a person inside your phone just watching you all the time.
Absolutely.
And I watch a lot of porn. And my thing is this. Are they fucking watching porn? And you know, let me tell you something, guys. I know you're probably offended because I said porn. Some of y'all listeners, y'all know me. I'm crazy. The porn that I'm watching, it's so hard to tell. Like, I try to watch like older, like my age stuff, because you don't know what you're clicking on. You fuck around, click on that video with that little girl on it by accident, and be like, oh shit, it's a teen or a fucking, you know, and then you're fucked. So,
yeah,
you're gonna have to take me down, girl, for my porn obsession. But you know,
you got a VPN on your phone,
a what?
A VPN on your phone, to block where you are streaming from.
No, I need to know how to do that, though. Okay?
Yeah, you need to get yourself a VPN.
All right.
I think they'll know if I clicked on
those. If I clicked on those videos, they'll know that I only watched it for 1 second. Nope, too young. Click. It's so tricky how they'll get you. Mm-hmm. You're not getting me. You're not getting me.
Not today.
Not today, Satan. But we wrapped up. I think we're done with Kanye and Ray J. I can't wait. I hope Ray J sues the shit out of them. You know, also another thing's going on. I posted in our stories that her and Scott are being sued over a fake lottery.
Oh, right.
Did you hear about that?
I did hear about that.
They're putting bags and all that out. Did you see it?
I did see that. They're basically saying you can win all these Gucci bags for this giveaway or whatever brand bags in this giveaway and you can win them, but nobody's ever seen the winners. And everybody's saying that they're getting spam mail after they sign up for these alleged giveaways.
Right, all of a sudden your shit is going off the hook.
Something happened with me and I'm getting all kinds of spam. I don't know what I clicked on or signed up for or something, but in my email, it's pissing me off.
It's pissing you off? I'm trying to refinance or whatever, and, you know, it's credit karma or whatever. I don't know, but I'm getting all these fucking phone calls from nothing but banks. And I'm like, not interested. Click, 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 click.
Yeah, they're quick to sell our information. That's probably how people are rich.
You bastards. Uh-huh. Stop calling my phone, you fuckers. Like last night I was finally like, look, dude, like I'm not interested, okay? Ain't nothing you can do for me right now, okay, bro? Mm-hmm. Get off my phone. All right, have a good night. Damn it. And it keeps, and listen, it's fucked up. And the only time your phone rings, it's those motherfuckers.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
I got crickets, yo. Don't nobody call me.
You got crickets?
Yeah, like it's nobody calling my phone except for fucking people trying to sell me mortgages and shit.
You know who it is when they're calling now.
Yeah, man. I just feel like I'm not popular right now. And
oh, yes, you are.
And, you know, I just need a little bit of a boost. That's all. That's what I'm thinking. But, so more into our entertainment stuff. They're coming out with another Whitney Houston biopic.
But is this supposed to be more about her actual career instead of just her and Bobby's relationship?
I think so. I think it's going to start with her being young. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it looks like they're going to start with her being young. I'm interested. Mm-hmm. I can't wait.
Oh, I'd love to see it, and I think it would be nice to see a different spin on a movie on her, because it's always just about their relationship. That's what I feel like.
We know her and Bobby had the terrible relationship.
We know.
They was in love. How about fucking Leo? They said Leo's like the new, like, he don't date nobody older than 25.
We all know that Leo's a creeper. He's been on that island.
Come on, Spicy. That sucks. How many times, though, Leo? How many times were you on the island? I want to know.
We don't know. They didn't
email him.
They won't release the list officially.
I'm pissed off. Well, they said that the girl I follow, we follow the girl, Heather McDonald. She's like a podcaster, comedian.
I've noticed her lately. It's been popping up on my feed.
Yeah, she's funny. She always is with Spencer. She does a lot of stuff with Spencer Pratt. But she was predicting about him moving on and him who he was going to move on with before he did. So she was like, I just want to let y'all know, I put that out. Oh my God. I'm psychic now, because she was like, he's going to be more of a father, wanting to be more like a father figure. The next one will be like so-and-so, because she has a kid, and he does. He's dating her now, which is.
And how old is she?
Who is this lady? 25, I think.
She's right at that line though. I think 25 is the cutoff age.
What's this girl's name? Gigi Hadid.
Oh God. Yeah. It's not
Gigi Hadid. Look. Yeah. She's young.
Yeah. Shit. I know who she is. It's not going to last. Yeah.
It's not going to last. What's up with you, Leo?
Yeah. I do feel bad for him. He probably has a really bad past too. Like from being young. Oh, cause he was with that Nickelodeon dude. That guy Brian or something, the one who creeps on all the Nickelodeon kids, they have videos of him and Leo together and being very affectionate. So I'm sure, I hope stuff has not happened to him. Let me say that. So, but that's probably why he is the way he is.
Oh my God.
Man, fucking I love that creeper. Movie Basketball Diaries though.
It weirds me out. I love it too. It was just on the other day.
Really? I saw that. Yeah, he was getting high and all that. He should watch that, like older teenage or something. He should watch that to scar him for life.
Yeah, don't use drugs.
Yes, because that movie freaked me out. Mm-hmm.
I don't like that shit. So it's very like downing. Just like I said, I can't watch The Butterfly Effect either. It gets me in a mood.
Yeah.
Can't do that. Shit went down in that movie. Like I can't, you know, unsee some of the bad shit that happened in that movie. And it just puts me in such a bad, like, depressed place. I don't like it. But
we do need to get our older ones together to watch Mommy Dearest.
I'm ready. Because I'm tired of the way they're running around this house. Some of them running around this house like they could talk all yin yang they want. And she was fucking people up over wire hangers. Okay, I know, making them get up and scrub the bathtub. Meanwhile, I can't get my kids to do shit.
My boys are really helpful. They've lucky gotten their duties. They've been doing, I mean, they don't pick up after themselves. Let me just be honest. But they have chores that they do that they've been getting better at. So maybe I just need to dictate better chores. I don't know.
Maybe I need to do that too. And maybe I need to like stick with a schedule to make them do chores around the house. But, you know.
Ours are more like caring for the animals. Like, you know, Alex takes care of the chickens. Yeah. And then Elliot feeds the cats now automatically. They both share taking care of the dogs and stuff. So, but I'll take it. Something's better than nothing. Trying to teach Alex how to cook. So Elliot's pretty helpful. Every morning he wakes up and he goes, Mom, I'm going to get you breakfast. And he'll grab me a cup of water and then he'll grab a bowl and just stick something in it and bring it to me.
But it's he's just so caring.
Sweetest. Yes. He's either caring or he's going to want to kill you.
Yeah, right. Why don't you have like 9 more? Like, well, no, in your case, it will be 8 more because Nick Cannon just welcomed his 9th secret. This child was a secret. And he has a 10th one on the way, too.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Well, how do you think Mariah handles all this?
Girl, like, I think Mariah's like, that bastard. Like, I think he is making her. What would you feel?
I mean, I'd feel some kind of way.
I think she's like that bitch. Like, he's really running my shit through to my kids. My babies do not need to be siblings to these 10.
That's what I was wondering.
These 8 other, you know, peasants. I don't know what she's saying. We were married. In her heels. We were married when we were having babies. And now out of wedlock babies. That's probably what she's saying.
Come on, we're talking about
Mariah Carey here. I don't think she's like loving all the press he's getting.
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I think, yeah, like you mentioned with the kids, I couldn't imagine them all. Like, I wonder if they all get together. Like, does he have all of the kids on like over the weekend sometimes?
Like a party, right?
No, not like a party, but like every other weekend is Nick. Like, does she let them?
Right, does That's she let them mean. Interact right. with the babies?
Right.
I want to know. You might as well know your father's got a small village.
I know. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah, because you know what Mariah, like, he probably don't even got to really pay that much child support because she makes more money than him.
Oh, that would probably be a whole nother bitter thing out there having all these babies and he over here caring for the ones he's got or paying for the ones he's got.
Because he talked about how extravagant trips were with her. Like, he was like, being with her was like so much extra. I mean, we got, you know, when you went to amusement parks, I mean, she paid, you know, we had the whole thing. Like, he was like, everything was like out of this world. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, I don't think he has to pay her child support because she ain't broke. Anyway, I was saying something. I know this girl that I saw
Welcome
on social
to the
media.
Families.
Welcome to the families. I saw this girl on social media, right? I think she named her child. She's on one of these reality shows. And I think she named her child Malibu Barbie.
Mm-hmm.
Malibu Barbie.
I saw that.
Hyphen. It's like Pantis Hammond or some shit. I was like, is her name Malibu Barbie? What the fuck?
I think it is.
I can't with these people. I mean, you know, Nick is father of the year, I guess. Speaking of children, I want to say that I was arguing with Jackson the other day about the best rapper ever.
Oh, okay.
in my opinion, well, of course, I know there's Biggie, there's Tupac, you know, but I love Eminem. Okay. So I feel like he has skills that are far beyond, you know, anybody else. Mm-hmm. Jackson was trying to throw up people like the baby, like all these people that are like, I was just like, what? So I had to put on No Love, which is with him and Lil Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I just think the song, I mean, it was good. Lil Wayne's rap was okay. But Eminem's rap was like, wow, on that song. It gets you pumped. Anybody need to listen to something, go listen to No Love by Eminem. Anywho, afterwards, Jackson was like, okay, mom, yeah, he is. But then later on, he tried to take it back. He said double X, triple X is better than him. I was like, who the hell is that? Oh, and MJK?
Yeah.
Machine Gun. Oh, MGK.
Machine Gun Kelly.
Stupid ass dude. Anyway,
right?
For them to say he's better or any competition for Eminem, I don't think he is. Because it's not only the guy is good at it, but what he says is, like, interesting, and you can understand every word.
Well, I would have to agree. And that is one of the only rappers that Alex would probably know from the list that you just rattled off, because that's who I introduced him to in the rap world. And we started off with classic Eminem, you know, Hi, I'm Slim Shady.
Oh, yeah.
You know, My Name Is and all that
stuff.
Yeah,
he knows those, yes.
And we've moved forward and, you know, to Venom and all this stuff. So he, you know, I agree with that. But Eminem just came out with his first Christian rap song and he moved to number one. Did you know that?
No, I did not. And I need to listen to this Eminem song.
Yes, I do too. I haven't heard it, but I did see that Jen posted it the other day and welcomed him to the holy side. So what? I thought that was pretty
funny.
Wait
a minute. Eminem.
A Christian rap song.
Eminem Christian. Girl, I can't believe this. No, I need to at least see this. What?
Yeah, pull it up. We can listen to it together and see how it
is. Okay. Eminem Christian rap song.
I always say that's clone Eminem too, though. He died in overdose, allegedly, a while ago.
Listen. Oh, maybe it's... Is it both of them?
Who?
It says, use this gospel when I look that up. So I don't know.
Or maybe Eminem gospel song?
Oh, Eminem is on DJ Khaled's verse. I mean, on the song that DJ Khaled did called Use This Gospel. Use This Gospel. But how do I play it?
I think it's just called Gospel.
No, that's not it. It says Use This Gospel, okay. But I don't know. That's what it says online.
It says Eminem earns first number one spot on Billboard's Hot Christian Songs chart.
What's the song?
Mm-hmm. Let's see.
Is it this one?
Do you know I can't stand that one, the No Love with Lil Wayne?
I love that song. I love it. I love what he says in the rap, though, guys. If you love it, too, hit me in the messenger. If you hate it, hit us in the messages. We love to hear from y'all. This is it?
I don't know.
Can you hear it?
No, that's not. That's Kanye.
And Eminem's on it, too.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. Yeah, Eminem's on it. DJ Khaled featuring Kanye and Eminem.
Oh, okay. I do like that song. I know that song. That's why I was laughing.
Can you hear it?
It's a hard road to heaven. We call on your blessings and the Father. We put our faith.
Kingdom, can you hear it?
Yeah. The kingdom, on this thing I'm looking at, it says Eminem's rap, Use This Gospel, contains no cuss words and only one substitute word, which is a far cry from his other music, which is ordinary rife.
There he is.
Stronger for they turn on me like a zombie. It's like I'm being strangled, unconscious, yeah. When temptation. and it's almost like Satan is big. You trying to take you away from your daughters, gang up on a bunch of painkillers on your way, venom in your face, and then watch who's coming next to script. And that's why they make them in rectangular objects, because that's the shape of a car. So it ain't medication, it's time, but the devil's taking me on. I ain't gonna let him break me, because I'm a soldier. You can bank on their promise, like the Chamber of Commerce. So my savior, I call on to rescue me from these depths of despair. Some of these demons better step like a stair, because he is my shepherd. I'm one with Jesus, my weapon is
prayer.
I know, right? It's good.
Can you hear it?
Uh-huh. It's a little low, but I can hear it. I think that's good, though.
Okay. I was going to wait till you were done.
All right, what do you think? Do you like it? Oh.
I like it. I think it was cute. I hope anybody could hear it, but go check it out. I actually going to let my mom hear it because she was commenting about the cussing on the last one I showed her, but I was like, she'll like this one, man.
Oh, good.
Why they got to cuss? Why they always got to cuss? I'm like, because it's how they feel, Ma. Shush. Don't talk shit. Let it go. All right.
Yeah, that was good. All right.
But I want to say what's up to our sponsors, the Polar Blast. So go to polarblast.com. Coupon code Mom's Talking Shit for the best bong hit experience ever. Okay. Coupon code Mom's Talking Shit. Or if you want to bake your weed, go over to Levo and use code Mom's TS for 10% off. Those bitches are expensive, so you might want to use the code. All right. That's all we have. I appreciate all you guys for listening to us. Please come to us on Instagram, and we love hearing from you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.